312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Chefs for Seniors.
Hi.
What do you do? What does a professional private chef do?
So a private professional chef for seniors comes to someone's home after they go on the website and kind of look at menu options, pick out four things. Right?
What is that website?
That website is www.'cause I'm old.
Yep.
chefsforseniors.com/north-shore-chicago.
Okay. Rolls right off your tongue.
Clearly.
So so you go to that website.
Yep.
You pick out the menu. I'm sure you probably have diabetic. You probably have low salt.
All kinds of
you
things.
Probably have
yep.
all of that stuff. You want really deep fried stuff like ribs, chicken.
For sure.
You could get whatever type of dietary challenges you have.
Yeah.
And you hit the button and all of the different meals come up.
All the meals come up. We have a, we have a, on the site now, there are specific menu options for most of what you've just said, including like comfort foods and classics.
Okay.
But yeah, I would also do a long conversation where we talk about ingredients and dietary desires or needs or wants or must-haves. And I always like to find out things people, I prefer to find out what people absolutely don't want, because it keeps my range wide open, because I do like to freeform a little bit. I think of recipes as suggestions, but not always.
Oh, so how are you at baking?
I'm a great baker.
Oh, how is that possible?
So
you could follow those ingredients?
Oh, but, I could totally follow those. All right. Totally follow. That comes because I had a mom who, in addition to teaching cooking classes in our home, so my brother and I always thought everybody had a mirror hanging from the ceiling in the kitchen.
In the kitchen, Jeremy.
Kitchen.
I heard the kitchen, not bedroom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Barham's got them in both, but go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, so
of course he does.
That's kind of, she started, and then she started teaching cooking classes, and then people would say, Ruth, can you come over? We've got 10 people coming to dinner. We'd love for you to cook. And that kind of launched her into catering.
Cool.
And I'm the oldest kid, and I was like a attached and helped her out on all those things. And eventually she went to culinary school, like after all of this.
Yeah.
And we would have meals where it would be the week of vegetable cuts. She'd put down whatever it was. And before we could eat, you had to identify what the vegetable cut was, or which of the five master sauces, whatever it was, was made from. So it was like you kind of went through the whole thing.
Some science.
It. Yeah.
I like it.
It was really cool. And then
it's like boot camp.
Do you know the vegetable cuts? Do you know what she's talking about?
Of course I do.
Yeah. I don't. I remember many of them.
Straight and angled.
Yes.
There
exactly.
you go. Yeah. Right. Julienned.
There you go. All right.
And then the ability to kind of fix food, figure out, look at things, and sort of play in and out of food comes from my dad, who was a production engineer for General Mills at the South Chicago plant.
Okay.
And his job was to come up with how a product would be manufactured. So he would help to design and work out any troubles on the line that was done. And he would...
You got both brains working at the same time.
Yeah, it was great.
The art side and the...
Yeah, it was... So the baking, my mom did a lot of pastry chef stuff.
Cool.
So she was... Yeah.
I want to take a quick break, come back, because we kind of went off the rails at the beginning with Donnie with his person.
I mean, we did not. You did. Come on. There's no mouse in your pocket.
Well, you don't know.
Well, all right. I don't think there's a mouse in your pocket.
It could be a lot
of things. It was just you.
Could be a lot of things.
Okay.
Wear tight pants.
Fair.
312-981-7200. I want to come back, talk about the investment. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about the shopping aspect and the freshness aspect, because once everybody starts hearing about the different options that you have, it's really not that much of an investment when you get the amount of food that you're getting, and it frees up the time that you're investing in buying and preparing. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. More with Julie Radowitz from Chefs for Seniors after these messages. David.com, WGNDavid.com. Jeremy asked a great question off the air. We want to ask... Yes, Julie, that on the air so our listeners can learn as well.
Yeah. I'm getting scolded.
Well, save it for the air.
My question was that, everybody knows where everything is in their kitchen, right? And I love to cook. My wife loves to cook.
Mm-hmm.
How do you cook in other people's kitchens? The stoves are different. Everything's different.
Yeah.
The utensils.
So I bring all my own stuff. I say, have pots will travel, right? So I've got my bag full of everything. And using other stoves, other ovens, I mean... They may seem really different, but you know, they all turn
heat
on.
Stuff.
Yeah, exactly. They all turn on and off. Sometimes I just need a quick how to turn the ovens on because based on who made them.
Is that one of the questions? Do you have a working kit? I mean, I know
I do,
people.
Yep, okay. Yep. Yes. Sorry to interrupt. I go to a, like to do a site visit for exactly that reason.
Got it.
So that I can kind of see the layout of the kitchen and just get a sense. I also like to see what people have in their pantries so that I can make use of what they already have. Because
oh, that's cool.
Why do I need to buy cans of tomatoes or boxes of pasta?
Saving money.
If they have, right. Yeah, I'm just, and then I'm adding to their pantry. So then every time I come, I know, oh, last time I was there, I left half a container of breadcrumbs. So in theory, it should be there because... Sure.
They're not cooking.
They paid for it.
They're probably not cooking.
Yeah. They paid for it.
That's why you're there.
Right. And they did pay for it. So anything that I've purchased, I'm leaving there. And whether the carrots are still there the next time or not, it doesn't matter because it's their stuff.
How frequent are your customers having you come? Is it twice a month, once a month? I mean, what does that typical timeline look like for programs?
Yep. It depends on what their needs are. Sometimes I'm coming once a week. I do have some clients where there might be two people in the home. So if it's 16 meals and they're each eating one, that's basically a week's worth of meals. Yep. But on average, I'm finding I'm there every 2 weeks, maybe every 3 weeks, because people are social, right? So they go out to eat a little bit.
Are you making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or just...
I can. The menus have all of those options, and depending on their needs and their concerns about there might be too much food, sometimes I suggest exactly that. Maybe we do an egg bowl. Maybe I do a parfait. Okay. Maybe I do soups that we can put in the freezer, and then you can just pull them out when
That's
as you
awesome.
Need them. So it's just all these other options.
How do you feel about cooking for a family of seven?
Oh, great.
No problem. Kids, different meals. This one wants spaghetti. This one wants chicken wings. This one wants steak. This one wants
So
quesadilla.
In families, the pricing, you know, the package or the pricing point would be different.
Yeah.
But the I would still have them sort of try to stay within 4 to 5 recipes or menus so that I'm not there for, you know, a whole day.
That's how I feel.
The intention, the intention is I'm there for... I'm finding 2.5 to 3 hours to get it all done.
Got it.
Cleaned up, packaged, and labeled as well.
So obviously in the name, Chefs for Seniors, it is targeted towards seniors.
Yes.
Hence the name.
Correct.
But as we talked, walking over, you're also working a lot with professional families that have both the husband and the wife are working.
Yeah.
Or maybe one of them just, or both of them just don't like cooking.
Right.
Right. And they want their family to eat healthy.
Right.
It's not just for seniors. I just wanted to expand because that you know, the name of the company is a little deceiving.
Well, I mean, they could be a senior in high school.
Sure. There you go. Well played. What is the investment to have something, if someone out there is thinking of doing something different for their family, to have you, the professional chef, come out? What is the investment for your services?
So part of that investment is dependent on how much they need and how technical it is to create those meals for folks. For an example, I have a client where the mom has no teeth, right? So that's a completely different scenario than for the other person that I have where
no teeth, no dentures, nothing.
Huh. So you know, that's a lot more work. So that's more of a custom client. So that price point
soft
is a
foods,
little bit
right?
Soft foods, yeah, and soft foods that are, because she can't, as the older we get, our ability to taste starts to come down. So it also has to be highly seasoned, things that are highly seasoned, or things that she'll really enjoy, because she doesn't really enjoy eating. It's not
Can't
thing.
Chew, right?
Right, right.
Well, that would be...
And becomes a lot more scientific, like you were talking about baking and science. But this is like, you know, doing other things that can add significant flavor profiles, significant nutrition in other ways.
What's the investment?
So I will say it starts at $225 a session, plus the cost of the groceries.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you're leaving the family, you said, with 16 meals.
16 meals in the basic scenario. Of course, if they're, you know, that family where every kid has to have their own item.
It's a little more challenging.
Then I would add, I would still kind of start in the same price point, but guessing I'm going to be there for an additional hour or so, I might charge an hourly fee above that to kind of round things out. And the cost of groceries.
So can they just go to chefsforseniors.com?
Yes.
And then it'll direct them to the Northbrook,
yes.
The North Shore where you cover?
Yes. So great question, because Chefs for Seniors is actually a national company, and I have the franchise for the North Shore of Chicago.
Okay.
But I have someone in who has a franchise in East Dundee.
Okay.
So David would be, you know, you kind of go
on the west.
Yes.
Okay.
So you go on the west. Yeah. You go on the, West DuPage. East DuPage. Sorry.
Okay,
East DuPage.
Same thing. It's over out by there.
Yeah. So you would go to the website. You can put in your zip code and it'll kind of pull up whoever it is that's in your general direction.
Chefs with an S.
Yes.
For seniors with an S.
Yes.
.com. All right. And then they'll find you.
They'll find me.
Okay. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And your specialty, what are you, is it fish, is it meat, is it pork, is it chicken, is it eggs?
My specialty, that's a good question. I feel like I'm a Julie of all trade. I mean, I can do just about anything in any way. So I have folks who are Muslim, or I have folks who keep kosher, you know. And so the idea of taking any menu that they're looking at online and being able to convert it into what's going to work for that client, that's my specialty.
So you craft your skills based upon the specific client that you're in their house.
Yeah, I like to solve puzzles.
Phone number for our listeners want to reach out to.
224-529-3326.
All right, one more time, slower.
Okay. 224-529-3326.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here, but I want to get through some texts quick. Hold on, Jeremy. I had one about your hair. Somebody complimented your hair, Jeremy, and I just wanted to get that out there. Somebody said that your hair looked fantastic today.
I like that.
I can't find it, but we'll get back to it. Here it is. Had the opportunity to meet Jeremy, Judy, and Lou in our home 2 weeks ago for our Kitchen Plus project. Hair is great. Late 70s Brian May or Frampton. Okay, that's who you look like, I guess. Brian May.
Yep.
Okay, that's not bad. Frampton's good company. Mm-hmm. Great conversations beside the project. Stephen Hampshire. What's a Kitchen Plus project? What's that on? Who's Lou? I know who Judy is. It's your mom.
Lou is our production manager, project manager of that job. And Kitchen Plus is usually just Kitchen Plus. Well, that project particular, knocked down a wall, some flooring, some painting, full scope, right? We want to be turnkey. Keep it easy for our customers. Steve's a great guy.
Okay.
Super fun.
We also got a text message in here from our listeners. Please give the phone numbers out more slowly. So we'll go to Tegan. Missed Roadrunner over here with her phone number. If our listeners want to reach you, Tegan, your phone number slowly is
815-220-5015.
Oh, we need a little more energy there. One more time. Bring it a little more energy.
Dial this in.
Yeah, go.
All right. 815.
Better.
220-5015.
All right. Demetria, if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number to reach you?
So in the morning, around 8, 9 o'clock, you'll see the trucks, green ones. You take a picture of that, and that's our phone number, because I remember.
You don't remember. That's a good answer. And Julie, if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number for you guys?
Sure. 224-529-3326.
And of course, MegaPros, Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
And if you want to reach Chuck Barham to ask him about his open sore and the ointment, how that's working, it's 630. We're going to take a quick break now. 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. We're going to throw it to Donnie and Jack, who are getting ready for a camping trip in the newsroom after these messages.